Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talk. So here we see this news that was put out yesterday. 100,000 newborn babies to have their DNA decoded in hunt for rare diseases. It says here 100,000 newborn babies in England will have their genomes sequenced in a 105 million research program that could pave the way for a full-scale neonatal screening plan to detect rare genetic conditions. 105 million. No problem finding money for things like this. Genomics England, a government-owned company, aims to read all the DNA carried by representative national sample of babies shortly after they are born. Now, is it me, or do you think that this might have something to do with the Pharmakia experimental jabs that they have been given to people over and over again over the last couple of years? This huge DNA testing of newborn babies, are they checking to see, you know, what's going on with their experiment? Is that what it is? You know, they say here that it's all about finding rare diseases, etc., etc. We're trying to save lives, which of course is a bit of a contrast to the CC33 agenda, which is constantly telling the masses that, oh, there's too many of you people. Oh, you're using up too much energy. Oh, you're eating too much meat. You must cut down. The world is overpopulated. You're polluting and destroying the world. Ooh, you know. Yet here they are wanting to discover rare diseases to treat people before it becomes a problem and save lives and make people live longer. Really? Yet many people can't get a hospital appointment or are on a waiting list just to see their local doctor at the moment. I think these tests have more to do on checking on what's happening with DNA and how it's transferred into newborn babies. It continues here. This will speed up diagnosis and access to treatment, said Genomics England, a company owned by the Department of Health and Social Care. It is part of a 175 million boost to cutting-edge genomics research announced by DHSC, with 26 million also allocated to a program aimed at improving the accuracy and speed of cancer diagnosis. So this genomics is all about creating designer babies, isn't it? It's about fixing imperfections in humans. It's all about fixing people at a genetic level to what they deem to be the standard. And who exactly sets that standard? Who is judged as biologically inferior? This is in line with the New World Order and man attempting to become God himself. Yeah? We don't need God. We can create our own life. This is the attitude of the control freaks, not realizing that it is the imperfections in life that make life perfect. Satan, as we talked about here, is the counterfeit God. God creates and Satan counterfeits. Anything God does, Satan attempts to copy it badly. His imitations will be hideous. So God created man, and all of this genomics is about taking DNA to create the perfect human. There is technology now called CRISPR, which it says here, CRISPR is a technology that can be used to edit genes and as such will likely change the world, it says. The essence of CRISPR is simple. It's a way of finding a specific bit of DNA inside a cell. After that, the next step in CRISPR gene editing is usually to alter that piece of DNA. So if the jabs were about editing DNA, then these tests are probably about checking to see how it's working on newborn babies, perhaps. With genomic editing and CRISPR, it's the ability to eliminate from the gene pool what medical science identifies as faulty or abnormal genes that cause difference in individual people. They want you all to be the same. They want to create a production line of perfect people. Again, not realizing that it's the imperfections that make people and life what they are. It says here, in the 100,000 babies article, that it will be voluntary and run alongside the current heel prick test, which involves taking a newborn's blood sample to test for 9 rare conditions. Now, the heel prick test, I believe it's in the USA, it is mandatory. In the UK, That is not so, but they make you feel like it's mandatory. Anyway, talking of the heel prick test, here is an interesting thing I remember someone telling me a long time ago. And this is just a side note of interest, a curious bit of information. There is a line from the Hadith, which is a Muslim book, right? Where it states, "There is no child who is born, but the shaitan, Satan, pricks him. And he begins to cry because of the shaitan, Satan, pricking him, except the son of Maryam and his mother." And I remember someone pointing this line out to me before years ago, and I thought, interesting. One of the tools that they used to do the heel prick test, I believe this is the main one they used. There is another one. This tool is called a genie lancet. Of course, a genie is what they called a jinn. A genie is a magical spirit or a demon. So it's unusual to call a heel prick tool after that, a genie lancet. Just a curiosity there. I don't know if there's anything to it. Now, strangely enough, there is this new concept video that was just released 4 days ago from some scientists who reckons this is the future of how they're going to make designer babies. Obviously, a bit of money was put into making this promo, and it is a concept only, they say, but this is where they want to go. And if the jabs have decreased the babies being born and people start becoming sterile in great numbers, you can see why they would be pushing this out, or at least planting the seed with this video. Again, the ultimate thing that we can do, we can create life. And we ourselves are created by God. So this, the ultimate satanic counterfeit, to not only emulate this, copy it badly, but to possibly take it away from people as well. Here's the clip.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking to their surfaces. Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation. The artificial intelligence-based system also monitors the physical features of your baby and reports any potential genetic abnormalities. The pods are equipped with a screen that displays real-time data on the developmental progress of your baby. These data are sent directly to your phone so you can track your baby's health from the comfort of your zone. The app also provides you with a high-resolution live view of your baby's development. A special section in the app allows you to watch a time-lapse of your baby's growth and share it directly with your loved ones. Because babies can recognize language and learn new words while still in the womb, Ectolife growth pods feature internal speakers that play a wide range of words and music to your baby. Through the app, you can choose the playlist that your baby listens to. You can also directly sing to your baby and make them familiar with your voice before birth. By genetically engineering a set of genes, the Elite Package allows you to customize your baby's eye color, hair color, skin tone, physical strength, height, and level of intelligence. It also allows you to fix any inherited genetic diseases that are part of your family history so that your baby and their offspring will live a healthy, comfortable life free of genetic diseases.
So, designer babies. Ultimately, yeah, Satan counterfeiting the creation of life, turning it into a commodity, like something you can order, mix and match your perfect baby. The commodification of the creation of life. Is that not where all this DNA, CRISPR, gene editing is going? And of course it will all go horribly wrong. As I said, imperfections, disabilities, for example, can be overcome. Sometimes they can motivate someone to go above and beyond what they could have achieved if they were able-bodied. That can make them and their story inspiring to those who do not have those hardships, and therefore they end up appreciating how lucky they are. Yeah? I'll leave you with this. Matthew 15:10-14. And he called, Jesus, called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. What he's saying there is, what goes into your mouth doesn't defile you, but it's what comes out of your mouth that can defile you. What you say, your ideas, your thoughts. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the website at hugotalks.com to be notified of all video uploads direct from the source, so you don't have to rely on third-party platforms. And I'll see you later.